for many cultures, traditional artistry not only shows the historical significance of the people, but tells their story as well. Curator Suzanne Gunn brings the celebration of traditional African textiles to Omaha through her exhibit, Fabrics of Africa, Weaving Culture and Community.
Almost all those countries have a significant fabric that identifies the people in that country.
We want to bring the message out through textiles.
Raised in Kenya, Gunn's ties to her home country inspires her work as a fashion designer. With 54 countries, Africa boasts a rich history in textiles. Gunn's career as a fashion designer has led her to participate in both Omaha Fashion Week as well as Afro-Maha's African Fashion Week. Gunn's inspiration for the exhibit came from a conversation she had after one of her shows.
I finished the fashion show and this young, beautiful lady had a lot of questions about the fabrics, you know, where they come from, the colors or the symbolism. And I remember her mentioning, she said, you know, I want to do something to tell these stories in an exhibit.
Gunn travels often to curate the fabrics she uses within her fashion. Her experience at an exhibit on African garments in London drove her to focus specifically on textiles rather than fashion for her own exhibit. She decided to create an educational, interactive experience where the public could learn about the historical significance of each fabric.
We knew we had something. We knew that we wanted to understand the motivation behind the fabric, the tradition of that fabric, the craftsmanship, the storytelling of that fabric, as well as the rituals surrounding some of those fabrics. And so you walk out of there having a clear understanding the various different countries they are in Africa, how those people are so different, how their culture is also very different.
The textiles featured in the exhibit are entirely handcrafted from artisans across Africa. Each piece will be exhibited in its raw form to showcase how the fabric is made and the places they come from.
When you think about textiles, you would not imagine wearing a bark of a tree. But that is a textile. It is textile of the people of Baganda. They have a special way of removing the bark of the tree without harming the tree, so the tree also remains standing. And so they take the bark of the tree, and the process of creating that fabric is they pound it, and they pound for hours and days, and it's just so interesting.
The exhibit is open now and is located in the Kaneko Building in the Old Market through April 27th.
The more that I started digging into it, I realized there are stories upon stories that I learned about the traditions and the significance. And that led me to even a greater love of understanding what goes on within heritage of a culture. But do we need the next generations to come and know this is there? Yes, we want this to stay forever. We want this information to be given to all those generations to come.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.